The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. How you been the past couple of days? All right. It's the 13th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Yeah, so Apple had an event yesterday, and we pretty much got what we thought we were going to get. 3 iPhones and a watch. And of course, just like any other Apple keynote, we get to hear about all the Apple things that have been going on the past year.
Tim Cook's feeling pretty good, you know, all this sort of stuff.
And Jeff Williams, the COO of the company, yeah, well, everything's just beautiful. When it came to the Watch Series 4, even saying that every detail had been reconsidered. Now, as far as that watch goes, the Digital Crown, well, now that's got a haptic feedback feature. The speaker, which a lot of people complained about, well, that's 50% louder now. Plus, the Watch Series 4 gets the new S chip, making it, as you probably would have guessed, twice as fast as its predecessor. Of course, other things now, if you need to really keep track of your heart and what it's doing, well, it's going to let you know that. And Apple was definitely aiming this at the exercise buffs out there. Now, it's going to come in silver, gold, and space gray. Yeah, we don't care about that. What's the price? $399. Well, that's just Wi-Fi. Want cellular? Up it up another 100. You can order it by Friday, and it'll start shipping on the 21st of this month. Now, of course, now we've went on. Now we're in the iPhone category. Tim Cook's out there saying,
it's the most popular smartphone in the world.
But then we finally got the confirmation of all the names for the three new phones. The iPhone XS, the iPhone X Max, and the iPhone XR. Now, the iPhone XS is going to have an OLED 5.8 display. It'll have Dolby Vision HDR with 60% greater dynamic range than the X. Oh, by the way, let me just throw this in here. The X, yeah, that iPhone X, the most expensive phone Apple put out, well, until of yesterday. Yeah, that's no more. Yeah, they discontinued that. Anyways, then, of course, you've got the bigger brother, the Max. That has a 6.5-inch screen. That's about 2688 by 1242 resolution. Pretty big, yep. It's also going to feature stereo sound, something we've come quite accustomed to on the bigger phones from Apple. And, of course, both are going to pack that A12 Bionic chip. Both are going to have new cameras, actually a larger sensor with a dual 12-megapixel camera on the back, and of course both will have True Tone Flash. Apple's also promising the XS will get 30 minutes more battery life than the X did. And the XS Max? Prepare for 1.5 hours of extra battery life. Alright, let's get down to the nitty-gritty with the XS and the XS Max. You can get them in 64, 128, and 256 gigabytes. What changes after that is the price. Your XS is going to start out at $999. And $1,099 for the XS Max. However, though, if you think you really need 512 gigabytes of storage on your XS Max, be prepared to pay almost $1,500. Oh, but wait a minute. We have one more phone. We're not done yet, boys and girls. Yeah, that's right. We're talking about the iPhone XR. Basically, it's like an iPhone X with less features. Now, it is going to have a 6.1-inch display, but that's LCD, by the way. And as far as the size of it, kind of fits in between an iPhone 8 and an iPhone 8 Plus. It will have a True Tone display, Face ID, of course, and according to Phil Schiller, will have the full iPhone X experience. Now again, you got 64, 128, and 256 storage options, and the phone's starting price is $749. However, though, unlike the other two new iPhone models, which you can start pre-ordering on Friday and then start shipping on the 21st, just like the watch, this one you're going to have to wait till October for. As in pre-order October 19th, shipping October 26th. Okay, we're done with Apple, at least for now. Yeah, I got another one coming for you. But first, let's talk about Google's Inbox app. Do you rely on it? Do you love it? Well, I'm sorry, it's going away. Yes, it's shutting down the Inbox email app. But they're giving you ample time to switch over to Gmail till March of next year. Yeah, quite a while from now. Now, this app's actually had a pretty long life. Started 4 years ago. And at first, it confused a lot of people. It sat right along Gmail and did your email, but you could also use Gmail. You know what I mean? It was just supposed to be a little bit different experience. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. Apparently, more people hated it than loved it, which is why it's going away. What it did do, though, is change how we do our email nowadays. It just changed it for other apps, not its own. Unfortunately, one of the things that we'll probably miss the most is how it did a good job of integrating tasks and emails all together. But don't cry yet. We have till March. And finally, heck, we started with Apple News. Let's end with Apple News. You think with all these new high-priced iPhones coming out, you think maybe we get a little something extra, right? Something, at least something familiar, particularly now that there's not a single iPhone out there that's going to have a headphone jack. You know where I'm leading to. Remember that dongle you got with your iPhone? You know, in case you had a real pair of headphones? Well, Apple's kind of decided you don't really need that free anymore. Yes, for those of you out there that got used to having an iPhone X with one, or an 8, or an 8 Plus, or a 7, or a 7 Plus, the iPhone dongle will no longer be free. But don't cry, don't be sad. Apple can still sell you one. Yeah, that's right, for the lovely price of $9. I know, it's not that big a deal, but it is a big deal if I went and spent $1,500 on a phone. The times have certainly changed over there at Apple HQ, haven't they? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website, BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Take advantage of our great deal that we have with them right now. If you're looking for great web hosting, go over there, check them out, TSOHost.com. Get yourself set up, and then when you get at the checkout, enter BTN30. That's the code that's going to get you 30% off your order. Also, check us out on social media places too, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech on Twitter, and of course our Slack room, BTN Community. Always over there, always having fun. Come join in. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. Now, the news show. I'm sorry, guys and gals. We will not have a news show for you tomorrow. For those of you know, I live in the Philippines, and we've got a major freaking big typhoon headed for us. Cat 5, last time I looked. Biggest there is. So, I personally am going to be preparing to get ready for that thing coming. So, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to have time to get you out a news show tomorrow. Hopefully, I do hope that we'll be back on Monday. Just depends on how bad the damage is. And then, in any case, we definitely will return sometime next week. I'll let you know. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. I'll keep you posted. And we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next few days. But until then, hope you have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.